throughout our whole life, you and I look to find some kind of meaning in life itself, do we not? It seems like so often that our search is continual. We think that meaning of life is in one thing here. And we either get that thing or get around that thing, whatever it is. And we say, I'm so joyous. And say, well, if you really want to see how this works, watch your children, those of you who have the roughneck ones, the little kids that head for the Christmas tree on Sunday morning, and all of that time you spent wrapping, unless you put it in one of the bags, you see paper flying. Now, to me, that's the fun. Yeah, I love to see kids turn into it. And they get it, and that's what I've always wanted. Thank you, Mom, Dad, brother, sister, uncle, whoever sent it to me. By the end of the day, they're either playing with the box or, oh, yes, I've got that. I have that toy. Yes, I do. Where'd you put it, hon? Somewhere in my room under all the others. So the joy wasn't in that. The joy for me is watching their eyes light up and the paper fly. I think, you know, why don't we just, I tell you what, parents, let's wrap it. Don't put anything in the box. Let me know how that works for you. Because you're going to watch their eyes sparkle at the beginning. But then you're going to see discontent when they open it. You and I have nothing to be discontented about being a Christian. God sent us the greatest joy gift that we could ever receive some 2,000 years ago on that first Christmas. And it is a gift that continues to give. He said, I want you to be full of my joy. I want you to understand how much I love you. Because I know that you as a human being are going to be searching through life for that joy of life. And as you search, you're going to go from thing to thing. Well, some of those things are religions. You'll go from religion to religion, looking for some kind of joy, but you just don't know what that is because you want something that will last. You want something that's going to stick to the ribs of your spirit, just like oatmeal. You want something that's going to cling to you and make you feel full. Well, I got news for you. That joy is a prayer away. That sustaining joy has already arrived. That great gift of ultimate joy was given on the first Christmas morn to whosoever will accept it. But you and I continue to spend our life looking and searching and searching. How many people have you heard that they've gone, where did they go? Well, they're out to find themselves. They had to leave to go find themselves. Where do you go to where yourself isn't there? I'm going to leave and I'm going to go out here and I'm going to find myself. I can tell you, you're right there right now and I know where you are. That's not your problem. Going out running around looking to find yourself. You are a human being with human frailties, human emotions, human mess-ups. We are individuals created in the image of God for one purpose, to be loved by God and to be able to love God back. No other creation had the opportunity to reciprocate or to love back. Only us. Animals already know God exists. Animals already know they're loved. But they can't express that love back in their actions because they do what animals do. God said, you, and we Homo sapiens are in that animal category. But we don't have to be animals. Choose to be a lot of times, or act like them. You put a man at a table where there's a good steak, and you watch the animalistic instinct come out. See, I'm talking about joy from Christ. The steak ain't going to get it for you, boys. It's not. But I just noticed this morning listening to news, or last night one, the doctor was on telling how bad it is for men and it's sexist because men eat meat, and that is so wrong for us to do. So those of you who have the refrigerator full of deer meat and steak, you can bring it to the pastor. And I keep listening, and then I'm hearing about Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells has become racist. And then poor Rudolph got pulled into it. And now Rudolph made a kid feel bad because of the way they treated Rudolph. And that became, and I'm thinking, what in the world are we doing in this country? You see, my joy is not based on Rudolph or any of the other reindeers. My joy is not based in the steak or any, although I love it. It's not based there. Our joy that we're looking for is based in who Jesus is, not in a religion. It's not in the Baptist denomination, the Methodist, the Presbyterian, the Catholic. No denomination of Christianity. It's in Jesus, who He is. And He said, I've come to bring you joy. And He calls me by name. And He tells the Father, that's Larry. He's one of mine. And God accepts me. Not because of me, because of who Jesus is in me. And He says, I love Him. Then I come guess at my name. I come Larry Pete. That's always been the joke. There's going to be a lot of people surprised to see you there. And the other part of that is, and you're going to be surprised to see a lot of them there. But there's no surprises in heaven because it's joy. You and I are going to see each other in heaven one day, meeting together, and there's not going to be a question, oh, Randy, I didn't really think you was going to make it. Or Randy saying that to me or anything else. It's going to be, hello, brother, fellow Christian. Hello, spiritual. Hello, hope. Hello, peace. For on that day, God says, the ultimate will hit you. You will feel good, never to feel bad again. The hope that surrounds you then will dispel any need, even for further faith, Brother Randy. I'm there. I don't have faith that is coming, a belief. I'm here. I'm in the presence of Jesus Christ. I made it there because of His joy, not mine. I can't stay happy that long. I'm a broken human being, and I feel broken so often anymore. The more I preach, the more broken I feel. I was talking to Brother Steve this morning, Trotter, and telling him about one of the sorrows that's going through with one of our members and how I felt for that member because looking to find any kind of peace, but having to deal with the pain and the brokenness and the hurt of a loved one that is just about to kill them too. Life has a way of doing that, doesn't it? When you love someone, when that person is hurting, you're going to hurt. You know what that's called? Love. That's called love. See, love has nothing to do with, okay, when you do this my way, I'm going to love you. I'm going to give this to you if you will do what I tell you to do with it. That's not love. That's persuasion. Actually, it's a con game. But God said, I'm going to love you right or wrong. I love you. I created you for a purpose. Well, Lord, you know I've gone through this life and I'm searching for my purpose. Do you ever ask me about it? I didn't want to bother you. It's His purpose for my life. I'm going to bother Him. We don't mind bothering Him when it seems like all hell has come against us and everything wrong and broken starts going down at the same time when we say, "Oh Lord, where were you?" And we hear that call coming back. I'm still the same place I've always been. Right beside you. Just because evil goes on around me or you doesn't mean that God has departed us. And it doesn't mean that you have turned your back on God. Evil comes to those who portray more of the personality of Christ than they portray in themselves. So every enemy of Christ then will come against you. Remember Jesus warning us about that? So He said, I'm going to give you a gift, one of the greatest gifts that you'll ever receive. I'm going to give you a gift of joy that can never be taken away from you. It's not going to matter what life deals out. What's going to matter is what I give out. And I give to you my joy. Not the joy of self. I give to you my joy. He said, I'm going to give it to you and it's going to be complete. In order for me to receive that gift, I've got to open the package. Get excited about the gift of joy. We need to see that paper torn off and thrown in the air. The box kicked out of the way. For the gift has been given. And that gift is Jesus. He said, I have come for you to have joy. John 15 verse 9 through 14. As the Father has loved me. Woo! Listen to this, Brother Randy. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. That's love, people. Now remain in my love. People going to hate you, Larry. If you stick to me, they're going to hate you. People of your own household will turn their back on you. For I am bringing a joyful love that you can't imagine. If you obey my commands. Now let's get this straight. Jesus is not talking about the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments were given to the Hebrew nation. And the scripture says it was given to them to show them they couldn't keep them. And they would have to depend on the Lord. But they're God's words. The Ten Commandments are active. And they still educate today. Well, you know, I'm a Christian now. I keep all the commandments. You're lying. You just broke one. No, you're not. You can't. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love. Go, okay. Let me explain that. Does that mean then if I don't obey the command that He's getting ready to give me, then I'm going to be out of His love? No. Hey, He's going to love me forever. He's talking about the inner part of me, my spirit filling that and taking advantage of His love. And He says, now, as long as you remain in my love, my kind of love, then you need to understand something. I have told you this so that my joy. He said, you're going to lose your joy. Have you ever heard of losing the joy of your salvation? But you don't lose your salvation. Losing that joy. He says, in His love, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. It is the completion of the human existence. Okay, you're searching through life. You and I as individuals are given this path to walk in life. The Lord says, I'm giving you this in your human condition. This is what you need to be doing humanly. You know, you marry, you take care of your family, you work. You go out in the fields or you go out in your factories. You do this, you do that, you come in, and I'm going to give you that joy of family. But that's not the great joy. The joy that you and I experience in the human condition is a joy that is going to have something more to it. Because the human joy breaks when a part of that joy breaks. When a love splits up. When two people love each other so greatly and then you look at them again within whatever the time limit is, and that joy of love has turned to bitterness and hatred. It's called being an estranged. Estranged. Where there once was great love, there is now hatred and bitterness. That's what the word means. So we become estranged. But we become estranged to ourselves. That battle going on. I used to really like me. I don't like me anymore. And you hear the pastor say all the time, folks, if you don't love you, you're not going to love me. You're closer to you than you are me. And if you don't even like you, please don't come and tell me you like me. So the Lord says, I'm giving you a gift, that ultimate joy. I'm going to give you the unspeakable joy. The type of joy that the world won't understand. Even though you're broken, you can get my love. Unspeakable joy. Now let me finish reading for you. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this. You've heard me preach on it before. He said you got to keep my command. Here it is. This is the command you got to keep. Love each other as I have loved you. Well, that's easy. No, it's not. Who are you kidding? Love each other as I have loved you. That takes a lot of prayer. Jesus loves me despite me. I don't even love me despite me half the time. Think of that. That's called a human condition. Look, folks, don't get too spiritual on me while you're in the human condition, because you are going to blow it. You're going to mess up. Here's what I want you to get. Relationship. I want you to have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. When you have a relationship with Jesus, His love will always continue for you. Even though when we mess it up, Lord, I messed up. I knew you were going to, Larry, but I loved you. If He loved me in the state that fought against Him, then what makes you think that any state you could get in, that it would stop His love? I'm starting talking about a state of your actions. Something so bad that God quits loving you. Do you really think that when He saved you back then, way back then, whenever it was, that He didn't know you was going to do that, have a bad case of the stupids later? Did you really think that? That's why He said, read, study, to show yourself an approved workman. Lift my word. That means lift my joy to the world. For the Lord has come. Ought to be a song, Brother Randy. Love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that He lay down His life for His friends. You are my friends, says Jesus, if you do what I command. Larry, I'm going to give you the love to love somebody else with. Thank you, Lord, because I can't muster it up. That love is not something that you muster up. That love that I'm talking about is a love that Christ gave up for us. He said, I'm going to give you a joy that surpasses the understanding of man. And as I bring this joy to your heart, be still, heart. Be at peace, conscience, for I have arrived. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. What a gift. I bring to you my love. I give to you my joy. I surround you with my peace. The question for us is this. Am I going to unwrap the gift? It's there. It's at the foot of the cross. It's a gift given. Got my name on it. But if I don't unwrap that gift and accept it, it remains a gift at the foot of the cross. But it remains that gift for whosoever will. I'm throwing that paper everywhere. And that straw in that manger, it's gone. You get the point? I bring you great joy. It supersedes anything you can imagine. One day, Christian, and this is not a downer, but one day I want you to know something. It will be you in that bed that people are coming to visit. It will be you in that accident. And where people will say, well, they were alone and they died in that accident. I got news for you, Christian. That'll never happen to you. That will never happen to you. It's the ultimate joy. And we will say, but I hate to leave my loved ones. And I say to you, don't you worry, they're not far behind. We all get together at supper time. Not even a twinkling of an eye different. Why do you not think, folks, that the angels and the heavenly host had shouted just as loud for you and me when we said yes to Jesus? The heavenly host got excited. It's not that we didn't get excited. It's that we try to focus more on the human joy than we do on the joy that lasts throughout eternity. I don't have time to mess around anymore. I don't have another 40 years to preach unless every gene in my body is like my mother. I don't have that. So what do I have? I have the time that's allotted to me to finish the race. It's to finish the race, not to win it. Finish it. Complete the course, said Paul. He said, I finished the race. Jesus had already won it. Look at the smile on those babies. Smiling. You mentioned Jesus' native grin all over themselves. Grin in your heart, for peace has come. Accept his peace and get out of the foolishness of woe is me. You got it made all the way in. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Period. Religions try to change that. Jesus never changed it. He said, I did it right the first time, Larry, when I saved you. I saved you right the first time. I didn't need a second. And it don't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, as we lift our heart to you, Lord, as we lift everything that we are or ever hope to be to you, we lift it to you, Father, with joy, knowing that in you that joy will be made perfect, that peace will come, that hope will arise, and victory is won. Let your love now be so much a part of us that we will understand for sure the joy of your salvation. We ask that blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.